virgin.
Oh, yeah. Intellectually, I don't think you are. This is Dr. Bill Deagle. I'm interviewing Lowell Ponte. Nutramedical Report has been on Genesis, Republic Radio, Rents Network, and CRN. We're going back to Genesis Network for our regular radio show. We do Vimeo and live stream to YouTube and Facebook live videos all over the world. We can do up to 5 sites simultaneously in high definition. We've set up a listen live button so you can listen on your phone, your iPad, your computer, anywhere in the world, and it's all free. If you want to get nutraceuticals, you want to get the best at NutraMedical.com. You see our little NutraMedical lady here on the front. That's our promo lady. That's me and my wife, Michelle. She's the CFO. She's an amazing lady. She hosts a show on Friday. That's her order line, 888-212-8871. If you want a free starter protocol, there's no charge. You can just tell me your health issues and email me at the contact us at NutraMedical.com or email me NutraMedical, N-U-T-R-I, medical at drbilldeagle.com. I want to get right into our story with Lowell Ponte, who's on every Tuesday, usually the second hour. And you do amazing articles. You've written for and worked for think tanks. You've written for Reader's Digest. You've been on many, many articles. You actually do scientific and financial articles with Craig Smith, who's a billionaire, who often is on Neil Cavuto's show on Fox News Business. We can cover the violent contagion being the left now, which is the demon rats, we call it, first, but we can do that now, or we can go into the other things like the impeachment thing, which is now over today. Apparently they're going to vote and get rid of the last bit of it. And then we had, of course, the speech by the president last night, which I thought was really excellent, to be honest. It was one of the best speeches I've ever heard. But I'd like you to touch whatever topics you want to cover on, Lowell. Go ahead.
Oh, sure. I guess the topic that I'm thinking of at this moment, given what events have been going on, is what is with Mitt Romney, senator from Utah? Why did he give the Democrats their one tiny token victory in the impeachment effort at Trump? That is a Republican, quote-unquote, who voted to convict Donald Trump, to find him guilty, to remove him from office because he somehow asked a foreign power with whom we have a corruption agreement, to look into all that had been happening with Joe Biden acting to fire a special prosecutor there who was looking into a company, Burisma, that had paid Joe Biden's son $50,000 to $83,000 a month, even though Joe Biden Jr., or should I say Hunter Biden,
right,
knows absolutely nothing about energy, does not speak Ukrainian, has no logical reason to be on the board of that company at all.
Right.
Well, I think there now may be the beginnings of a link that is worth noting. And that is, in 2012, when Mitt Romney ran for president and became the Republican standard bearer against Barack Obama, he had a foreign policy advisor, a special advisor named Kofor Black. Kofor Black is an old-line CIA person. In fact, both he and I went to the University of Southern California at about the same time. Kofor Black, it turns out, is today, and has been for many years now, a member of the board of Burisma.
Oh, really?
Oh, yes. So, someone very close to Mitt Romney, who may or may not be a Mormon, by the way, I don't know.
Well, he's a high-level Mormon, but remember, all high-level Mormons are high-level Masons, and the Masonic organization called Mormonism is directly connected to the Rothschilds.
Well, I'm talking about Kofor Black.
Yeah, I'm talking about just Mormon. I'm talking about Romney, though. I don't know if Kofor is. That name's new to me.
I have no idea.
Yeah.
But the point is, Romney is very close to Kofor Black, who has a long and interesting semi-honorable past. I mean, he helped capture Carlos the Jackal. He was in Africa tracking Osama bin Laden. He was at one point the CIA's director of counterterrorism after the September 11th attacks.
Really?
He is the one person who gave Romney real credibility in foreign policy for being there. And he, too, sat on the board. I mean, this is fascinating when you think about it. Nancy Pelosi's son, Paul Pelosi Jr., was involved in the energy business in, guess what, Ukraine.
Oh, really?
And now we find Mitt Romney had a direct connection through this former advisor of his to the port of Burisma in Ukraine, and he suddenly is wanting Donald Trump fired so that Trump is not there anymore to continue an investigation into the corruption between the Democratic Party and Burisma in Ukraine.
Wow.
How very interesting. Now, there could be other reasons, needless to say. One that I think has always fascinated many of us who look at these things. I'm a former think tank futurist. Remember the debates between Barack Obama and Mitt Romney back in 2012. The first of those debates, Romney won going away. He just crushed Obama. If there had been three debates like that, Mitt Romney would have been elected president. The polls swung on that first debate. And then came the second debate, and suddenly Romney was just as meek as a lamb.
Yeah, I noticed that. That was kind of strange, wasn't it?
He was just laying. And what I suspect happened, normally when you see that, here's what it means in the intelligence community. It means the intelligence operation of the Democratic Party, or of Barack Obama, or of the radical left who worked with Barack Obama, found something incriminating about Romney.
Right.
Something so incriminating, so embarrassing, so shocking, so shameful, that Romney could not have survived. It was either about Romney, or, because he is a devout Mormon, it might have been about the Mormon Church. It might have been about the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Right.
But in any event, Romney was reacting to blackmail.
Wow.
He had been told, don't you dare bring Obama down again, or we will release all this weird information you don't want the public to know about. And so suddenly, there was a total reversal with Mitt Romney. And we've seen this with other Republicans. We've seen it with other people before. Because we are living in a kind of police state, a detective state that spies on people and digs out their deepest, darkest secrets. So here is Romney. If there was blackmail that could move him then, there was blackmail that could move him today from the Democratic Party. And that same unrevealed blackmail was then used, and probably has been used many times in the intervening years, to say, okay, Mitt Romney, we need something. We need a token Republican, a rhino like yourself, whose father was the liberal Republican governor of Michigan, whose father ran in 1968 for president, by the way, of George Romney.
Right.
And Mitt Romney would then bow down again to his Democrat overlords and say, yes, I will do what you want. I will be the token Republican who votes to eliminate, to destroy, to convict Donald Trump in this impeachment, so that Republicans can no longer say it is entirely one-sided. It was begun by Democrats. It was voted on by Democrats. It was pushed by Democrats. No Republican ever supported it. I will be the Republican who supported it. It is, of course, shameful. If I thought the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints were entirely innocent of this, which they may well be, I would say you now need to excommunicate Mitt Romney.
Right.
Because he is morally unfit to be a United States senator from Utah.
I don't think that's likely from what I don't know. When I bought my practice 40 years ago from the Mormon prophet's daughter's husband's brother, in Calgary, Alberta, I had 22,500 Mormons, so I learned a lot of these secrets. And the Mormon Church is intimately tied since their sugar plantation in Hawaii failed and the Rothschilds rescued them. So the Mormon Church are intimately tied with globalists and the Rothschilds. And, of course, the Rothschilds are tied in with, of course, Canary Square, and even own the Royal Jewels in England. The Queen does not own the Royal Jewels, the Rothschilds do. What people don't understand is what's going on here is globalists are doing multiple things that are trying to manipulate the world, and Romney is just another example of a rhino Republican that's attacking Trump. Now, Trump is not perfect. He's doing lots of screwy things because some of his advisors, like pushing 5G network, pushing genetically modified foods, trying to overturn the Monsanto lawsuit against Roundup, which causes non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. But Trump has done more good works than almost anybody. The problem is he's got very bad advisors around him. He's not responding to us yet in an open way, although we did contact him about, and I got a response a few weeks ago during the impeachment, that he was going to contact us about the whistleblowing of nuclear Russian bear bombers and hypersonic cruise missiles in Lauricilla Island, and Russian submarines tunneling to the sidewalls of the Orinoco River, and Russian similar technology in Nicaragua. Russia also proliferated them to North Korea and Iran. These are not homemade missiles or nukes. They are all Russian. And what we have to understand is that Trump is getting bad advice, but the left is completely insane. In fact, I noticed the behavior last night of Nancy Pelosi, and she even tore up the speech that was passed. Apparently she didn't like the way Trump handshaked her when he handed over the speech to her. So while she's standing there, she actually very gently tears the speech in pieces and lays it on her desk. And she had a ridiculous answer as to why she did it when she was walking out of the Senate room. I think the left has lost it. And
Yes, Nancy Pelosi said something to the effect that I did the courteous thing compared to the alternatives. I heard that as Nancy Pelosi thinking about or almost threatening violence against Donald Trump.
Well, we have to understand, and I know this is a fact from behind the scenes, Nancy Pelosi has been, since the age of 7, with her dad in the Democratic Party, an operative. She's an older lady now, and she's also very evil. She is tied directly to Pizzagate, which is tied to ritual human sacrifice of children, etc. And there's a number of Democrats, including John Podesta and others, that are involved with some demonic things that are very, very evil. Read out of the, if you want to call it, the dark side of the Bible, in terms of dark figures. And what people don't understand is when we look at people like even Madam Schiff, he's abused his black gay lover here in California, and it's actually come out in the media. We know that Nadler's had long-standing conflicts with Trump, going right back to the Gulf issues, going back in New York maybe 30 years ago. But we have, I call it, two sides of the snake. The left side of the snake are the demon rats. I use the same term as Judge Spiro. But on the right, we've got rhino Republicans like Romney, who are being manipulated by either the intel agencies or the globalists, or they got goods on him, and that's obviously why he backed off, because if Romney, who can speak publicly, came forward with a better speech, he would have been the next president instead of Barack Obama, wouldn't he?
Probably would. By the way, those who want to follow up on Nancy Pelosi and her background as the son of the Democrat boss, thug mayor of Baltimore, Maryland, I commend to you Craig Smith's and my book. We have seen the future, and it looks like Baltimore.
Oh, my. Well, Baltimore
have
is
a whole book that deals with that, among other things.
Okay, now, is that one of your eight? Is that one of your?
It's really shocking.
Is that one of your eight books that you put out to? Which I wanted
our
you to give
our seven
books.
Well, seven books and a lot of white papers.
Right.
You know?
Let's talk about how they get your white papers and books. I think I have your latest books, but I want to get that white paper, the latest one you mentioned over the holiday, which you can send to me.
Well, the latest book is Money, Morality, and the Machine.
I have that.
My co-author Craig Smith. You see, about once a week on with Neil Cavuto on Fox Business.
Right.
Very successful, very brilliant businessman and monetary expert. But we write these books to try to show people how politics intersects the economy and how they can protect themselves from it. So that is a 250-page book. We're just giving it away. Anyone out there who would like a copy, we'll pay the postage. I mean, we'll pay for the shipping of it to where you are. We'll pay for the book itself. We'll even pay for the telephone call to get it. It's a toll-free
right,
number.
Right.
800-630-1492, like the year Columbus sailed the ocean blue. That's 800-630-1492. And when you reach our publisher to talk about it, you can always say you would rather have We Have Seen the Future and It Looks Like Baltimore.
Right.
Or, as it's sometimes called in shorthand, the future looks like Baltimore. But yes, Baltimore is a city where the police are simply ordered to stand down when kids are rioting, to let stores be robbed and looted and burned and so on. It's not a place you would want to invest your money.
Right. Now, we've noticed all the democratically run cities are rampant. Urination and fecal defecation in front of even City Hall, rampant crime. Even in California, they passed a law where if it's under $940, you don't go to jail. You can actually, so they walk in and steal with calculators so they don't steal over the limit so they won't go to jail over it. It's considered a minor offense.
Yeah, the limit is actually $950.
Oh, I was wrong with $10, okay.
But yes, the police will not even persecute you or pursue
right.
you.
Right.
If you could steal under, and by the way, that is per visit to a store. I mean, you can steal $950 when the store opens, and another $950 at noon, and another $950 at 4 in the afternoon. And those are separate acts.
Oh, you're kidding. I didn't know it was that. I thought it might have been per day, but yeah, that's even worse.
No. I mean, it basically is just a license to steal as part of the left's way of nullifying capitalism. I mean, how long can a retail store stay in business if anyone who walks in is entitled to just loot the place?
Now, there's a couple of other things that are going on right now, and a lot of things that Trump is doing is very good, but there's also some scary things. One of the things that I want you to talk about, too, is your article about the peace accord. Okay, let me see if I can pull that up here as well. I think you put an article together on that as well. Let's see if I can pull that up here.
The article on what?
Palestinians' last chance for a future.
Yes. Sometimes other people put titles on articles that are under my bylines.
Right. Well, this one here says, I'd like you to talk about that. This is Representative Ilhan Omar, who's this crazy Muslim. I call her these people are nuts. She's the representative from Minnesota. And, of course, she's got a lot of problems because she married, apparently, her brother to get access to coming into the United States. So she's involved with identity theft and so on. But, you know, we've got this squad that's actually running the Democratic Party now. And although Nancy Pelosi thinks she's running it, she's basically bending to whatever they want her to do. Let's get into this and explain what this peace plan is and whether there's anything to it or it can be modified to make it actually work. Because the Palestinians have roundly rejected...
Among the Muslims and the anti-Semites, the anti-Israeli people who are now in Congress and are largely directing what's being done, these are the people whose votes, by the way, keep Nancy Pelosi in power. If this little squad were to pull their votes away from her, she would not have enough votes to remain Speaker.
Right.
And so she's totally at their beck and call. Omar is from Somalia in Africa.
Right.
However, Rashida Tlaib, the congresswoman from Michigan, is a Palestinian.
Right.
Or a Palestinian-American. And therefore, she is even more dogmatic and bizarre.
Which is strange, actually, because I don't know all the details, but well, Trump was planning to give him a corridor tunnel all the way from the West Bank to the Gaza Strip area. Going to give them a form of statehood, although they'll still have protection by the State of Israel, and give them $50 billion to re-energize their economy and so on.
Over 10 years.
And I find it kind of bizarre that they reject it offhand, and they're still calling...
they've done that before.
And they even offered them East Jerusalem, East Jerusalem to be the capital of their new empire, if you want to call it, their new country.
But you see, they've been offered all that before. The thing is... back in 2000, Bill Clinton was so eager to be the man who made peace in the Middle East that he brought Yasser Arafat, professional terrorist and head of the Palestinian Authority, to Camp David, and he brought Ehud Barak, a Labor Party, a leftist prime minister of Israel.
Right.
And he twisted Ehud Barak's arm so hard that Barak wound up offering Arafat 95% of everything Arafat had demanded.
Wow.
And what was the result? Arafat turned it down flat.
Yeah, that's what we're seeing.
He turned it down flat for two good reasons, from his point of view. Number one, you don't live long if you make a peace deal with Israel as a Palestinian leader.
Right.
My wife and I had the experience of being in Egypt about a week before Hosni Mubarak was killed. Or not Hosni Mubarak. What's his name? I have it in here. It's in the column. The point is... before an Egyptian leader was killed because he had made peace with Israel. These leaders they've whipped up all this enormous fanaticism about how Israel must be pushed into the sea and every Israeli killed or driven out and so on. And therefore, they can't possibly come to a peace agreement.
Right. So in other words,
the other reason is, as long as you are not making peace with Israel... a lot of the European countries are perfectly willing to give the Palestinians aid in large amounts. This is, by the way, aid to a Palestinian Authority that routinely provides pensions for any family who had a father, a son, a brother, who died trying to kill Israelis as a terrorist.
I noticed that. So they're actually paying for pensions for people that have lost a relative that is trying to kill Israelis.
Yeah, but I mean, think about what this means. Our European allies are giving aid that they turn around and give part of to terrorists. And they do it openly and proudly. They subsidize terrorism and encourage it with European aid. But they also rake off a lot of that aid for themselves. For example, when Yasser Arafat finally died of more or less natural causes, the normal speculation is he died of AIDS. But his wife, who had been a Christian and converted to Islam to marry him, about a quarter of Palestinians, remember, at the time Israel was created, were Christians. They weren't Muslims. Sua was one of them. She converted, she then married Yasser Arafat, and when he died, she moved to Paris. She didn't even want to live in Palestinian territory. And in Paris, she was living, by expert estimates, with $10 billion in bank accounts there.
Wow.
For her pleasure. Where did the $10 billion come from? It was raked off from all this aid the Palestinians were receiving. So in other words, there's no money to be made if you're a Palestinian leader in making peace. That would just end the aid. You want to keep the aid flowing, and therefore you want to maintain a state of hostility and quasi-warfare, and we're going to have a jihad, and it's time for Intifada number 26 against Israel. I'm being facetious, but you get the idea.
Here's where I think there's a danger to that, and I'm just going to throw out a few things, a couple that I call info bones. Right now, the Sunni nations are being pushed into the arms of Israel because they're afraid of a nuclear attack by Iran and Russia.
Yeah, that's what my column says.
Right. And what's going on also is the Palestinians don't understand if a conflict starts, it's very likely if the Palestinians have got Hezbollah and other missiles that are aimed at Israel, they're likely to be nuked or destroyed with neutron weapons from Israel, including the city of Damascus that fell into the arms of the Turks and the Russians and Iranians. So that's prophesied in the Bible that the city of Damascus will be a place for Houthis, the most continuously lived city on earth. So what I see happening is the Palestinians should realize if they don't go for a peace accord now, a future war, they'll be almost certainly destroyed by a direct conflict with Israel that's armed to the teeth with the most advanced weapons in history.
Well, at best, they would wind up as a stateless people like the Kurds.
Right. Well, they've been at best, but most likely most of them will die. And
I know. I'm talking about
At best, a portion of their people will live and be stateless and have no state at all, like the Kurds, which really, since World War I, they were supposed to get a state, but it never happened.
Yeah, but let's emphasize the point you were making. And of course, in fairness, we have to say that when you look at Middle East peace, you ask who's the cause of the hostility.
Right.
It's not insignificant that England was sending Lawrence of Arabia to tell the Arabs, if you fight for us in World War I and we win, we'll give you this land. And at the same time, they were telling others, if you fund us in this war, we'll give you the land. So in other words, they were promising the same land to different people.
Right. Now, of course,
and as a result, when they won, all the protracted thing England could do was just keep the land for itself. It didn't give it to anybody.
Wow.
And this was a rather, I mean, there is a term that's been used for hundreds of years, perfidious Albion. Meaning,
yeah,
if you're from England, you're a double-dealing, lying, cheating traitor.
Right.
And that certainly proved true in the Middle East. So there are a lot of people who are angry at each other because England promised the same land to both of them.
Yeah.
And this, needless to say, leads to difficulties.
Yeah, now you mentioned a comment here that anti-Semitism is growing again in Europe and probably caused the defeat of the British Labour Party and its Jew-hating leader, Jeremy Corbyn, in last year's election. Leftist Rabbi Michael Lerner of the journal Tikkun admits in his book, The Socialism of Fools, Anti-Semitism on the Left, that anti-Semitic politicians are toxic weeds that poison socialism's man-made Eden. That's interesting, isn't it?
Well, this is why I mentioned it in the column.
Yeah.
Because the fact is, the left is deep, deep down anti-Semitic. In fact, the main difference between Stalin and Hitler was that Hitler would kill Jews for being Jews. Stalin would kill Jews for being capitalists.
Right. Well, actually,
the same thing.
I found out that there were.
They would single out Jews for killing and jailing.
I heard that there was 88,000 or 48,000 SS squad that are actually of Jewish heritage, but they were atheists. They were not, you know, the Jews that went to the synagogue. And so, what you have to understand, it's not just whether they're genetic, but whether they will set aside their things to become part of the SS in Nazi Germany, or become the atheistic former Jews as part of the Soviet Union. And so we see these leftists, like you mentioned in your article, BDS, which, by the way, these are people, the squad supports BDS to try to defund Israel. So Omar and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez loved the boycott, divest, and sanction scheme to bankrupt Israel. That's not going to happen, is it?
Well, the European Union has agreed that all products, like food products, coming from Israel will be marked. We'll have a special mark on them so that people can boycott those foods very easily.
Right.
It's like putting a yellow star on a package.
Right, but you know what? I heard that something like 80% of the fruit and so on that comes into Europe comes from Israel.
Yeah, most people don't realize what a garden place Israel is.
Right.
Although the gardens are often in little narrow places where they have natural terrain.
Yeah, but they're masters at being able to grow things with their desert sand. Ground has a lot of the minerals that are unique in the world. In fact, they have 95% of the potash in the world that has all the trace minerals of the ancient world billions of years ago. And once they tap into having water supplies, they grow some of the best and the highest quality food on the planet. And so it's interesting that they would do this, because if Europe is anti-Semitic, it's really kind of basically tempting their own destruction, because if a war gets started with, say, Iran, right now the big danger, which is why Qasem Soleimani was actually down there going to do a three-nation pipeline in southern Lebanon, and also was asked by us to go to, according to Greg Ford and other intel agents I've been in contact with, go to the Green Zone on a U.S. vehicle with his 20 staff and an Iranian general, both of them fighting against ISIS, which, by the way, we created. I've got pictures from Senator, I call him McInsane for McCain, back in 2009, taking selfie pictures with Baghdadi and others, and we gave him satellite phones and military equipment and guns. So we created ISIS. And in fact, when Trump was cleaning up ISIS in last year, we even flew their leaders around, blowing them to bits, and our troops were completely befuddled by the fact, rather than killing them and blowing these people up in Syria, in Iraq, we actually flew them out to safety and then got them out of the area. So what people have to understand, we and the British have been masters of chaos, and we manage the chaos later and try to create new order of control over the populations, including our process called PNAC, Project for New American Century, and people like Mr. Bolton. I call him Lightning Bolt, like a anti-hero. So the Palestinian cause, basically, from what I can see, I don't think they fully perceive that if they don't get peace now, if there is a nuclear exchange between Israel, which now there are powers that be, in not only in Israel, but America, trying to push for an Israeli strike against the Bushehr reactor, because the Iranians are still threatening Israel and threatening to nuke them. They have missiles and nukes now, and Israel won't tolerate that. And if they do hit it, the first thing to happen will be the closure of the Strait of Hormuz, an American strike on every air base, every missile silo, every radar base, every oil refinery, every nuclear plant will be blown to bits within hours. And the Iranians' civilization will collapse, and they will use all their missiles in Hezbollah in southern Lebanon and so on. Many of them are not just Scud type, they're very accurate missiles that can use GPS coordinates. And the Israeli response will be to knock out the missile silos in Syria, Iraq, and even Turkey, where Turkey was trying to invade Libya, and the Russians told them to pull back because they realized the consequences of it would haul Russia in, like the scripture, Ezekiel 38 and 39. I am against you, O Gog, chief prince of Meshech, Tubal, and Rosh. Well, Meshech and Tubal are Moscow and Tobolsk, because they're grandsons of Noah. So these prophecies are in the Bible going back thousands of years. And what I see happening is we're on the edge of a major thermonuclear conflict that now started off with things like SARS, the proliferation of nuclear weapons. And the reason why Qasem Soleimani was there, because he was our enemy, but we created this enemy because we created the Iran-Iraq war. We killed with nerve gas brought in from the United States, and we go over all the specifics there with Greg Ford over the last few weeks. And we killed 1.5 million Iranians at the border between Iraq and Iran with the VX nerve gas and other advanced nuclear weapons called neutron weapons. And we did this along with weaponized anthrax, which, by the way, we used against them as well, which I have my contacts that gave me the information and specifics where it came from, Bioport in Michigan, where they made the weaponized anthrax. I took care of vets who were actually exposed to these very dangerous vaccines that cause neuropathy and even suicide from the pain syndrome and the immune failure. So what I see happening is there's elements in Israel who want a war, there's globalists that want a war, and the Palestinians are foolish if they don't sue for peace now, because in the future they won't have peace, they'll have pieces. They'll have to spell it P-I-E-C-E, because there'll be pieces of their settlements and pieces of their people blown to bits, right?
And let's understand that Coffer Black, this person who worked for Mitt Romney, was very close to Romney, was involved in a lot of these things.
Right.
I mean, I defer to your deep knowledge about these things. I'm just an old...
Yeah, well, I have my colleagues and contacts and so on, especially recently got a lot of new ones. I want to take a break for a couple of minutes.
But I'm
going to give you a break for a couple of minutes, and I'm going to go with a bio break and go to commercial break, and then I'll be back in a couple of minutes. So you stay on the phone. Don't go away. If you need a bio break, I'll be back in about 2 or 3 minutes, okay?
Okay.
Right? And we're switching to Cut to talk about our Vitamin Max.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle updating.
Great.
So,
nice to be on break, isn't it? I'll be back in a minute.
Mineral Max is an amazing formula that's bioactivated and bioconverted, so it jumps in a single nucleotide polymer morphism DNA conversion blocks, and it supports phase 2 detoxification with sulfation, glutaronation, methylation pathway support. Remarkable formula, the most powerful multivitamin in the world. It's complementary with Minerals Plus, which includes some additional minerals for connective tissue, detox, neurotransmitter support, etc., including hormones, adrenal gland, norepinephrine, and dopamine. This highly bioactivated hypoallergenic formula is multivitamin mineral blend. Contains vitamin cofactors, folic acid, blend of 5-methyl tetrahydrofolate, folic acid, patented Albion chelated minerals, which are protein chelates that can jump at the ion channels and go directly across the membrane. It's a balanced formula that is bioactivated, so it jumps into gene defects or single nucleotide polymorphisms. It contains antioxidants, vitamin C and E, selenium, carotenoids, and phase 1 detox as well. So very remarkable formula. I usually recommend you take one capsule twice a day. We have a Vitamin Max powder too, which is a fruit flavored powder, which is excellent. One scoop equals one capsule. We use for adults or children. This is an amazing formula for phase 2 detox for sulfation, methylation, glutaronidation, which is often deficient in many people that have detox pathway deficiencies. So you usually take one capsule to two capsules twice a day. The formula, of course, is Maximum Wellness. It's one of the base formulas almost everybody should be taking every day. And it helps to support good nutrition, because a lot of times in the food they're not bioactivated, like folic acid and B12 and specific main and trace minerals that need to get across the membrane into the cell to activate genes to produce structural proteins and enzymes. It therefore supports healthy antioxidant activity, cell and tissue regeneration, antioxidant activity, etc., detoxification, sulfation, methylation, glucuronidation. We have an amazing formula here today. So I recommend you get Vitamin Max and the capsule and the powders go into it. One scoop equals the Vitamin Max powder, fruit flavored and great for kids or adults who don't like to swallow capsules. Get it today at NutriMedical.com and stay well. If you have questions, do contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical at drbilldeagle.com. 888-212-8871 is our order line. The show is from 2 to 5 Central, 3 to 6 Eastern. 12 to 3 Pacific, Monday to Friday. And you can call in if you have questions of the show or if you want to get a some free starter protocol, just email me at contact us at Nutramedical or email Nutramedical at drbilldeagle.com. Thank you, and if you want to start a protocol, do contact us. Otherwise, do a free advanced consultation.
We'll be coming off a break here in just a few seconds.
Affiliate work with clinics all over the world, even foreign languages, and I do train doctors free, but do charge for my time.
10 seconds to go.
And do a recording for you on a consultation anywhere in the world. Thank you for listening. Take care and take action every day of your life with the most advanced nutraceuticals at NutraMedical.com.
And we're back with... Lowell Ponte. Lowell, this article is very important, Trump's peace plan. Where do you think this is going to go? Do you think they're going to renegotiate it, or do you think something's going to happen, or do you think it's going to be like under Bill Clinton, it's not going to go anywhere? What do you think is going to happen?
Well, the train is about to leave the station. I mean, either the Palestinians choose to get on board that train with the offer Trump's given them, or they're going to wind up a very, very weak people because Israel is taking the land.
Right,
under that treaty, Israel is going to have to absolutely secure the borders. It's going to have to secure the River Jordan. It's going to have to, well, in this case, they wouldn't even allow communication between the Gaza Strip and the West Bank. You have to understand, liberals complain about this, saying, oh, well, gee, under this plan, the Palestinians are not even allowed to have weapons. They're not even allowed to have planes and missiles and tanks and things. No, of course they're not, because they have a long history of attacking Israel. They also have in Hamas, or in the Gaza Strip along the Mediterranean, but that's run by Hamas gangsters who are closely allied with Iran. These are people who get their weapons and their money from Iran to kill Israelis. This is why they're shooting rockets into Israel all the time. So Israel is not going to just allow them to have conventional nation status. They're going to be, I know they like to say this, and it's terrible, they're going to be like a Bantustan within apartheid Africa, or like American Indian tribe.
Here's what I think. If they turn it down, because this is the ultimate deal that Trump's offering them, I think what Israel should do in America, and we should also force the European allies to actually work with us, because they're actually working against us by sponsoring terrorism and paying families that kill Israelis. I think they should actually deport the people of Palestine, the Gaza Strip, and the West Bank, and move them to Jordan, where the original plan was to move them to the territory of Jordan. If they won't move there, move them to some other Muslim country at our expense, including whether it's Egypt or some other country like Indonesia. They should realize that we don't want an open-air prison, which their leaders are forcing the people to suffer, and most of the people that are in there now are young people. I'd say 70% of the population are under 30. These young people are victims of their own leaders, aren't they?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, your leaders are telling you and encouraging you from childhood, from infancy, to think of yourself as a would-be terrorist who will sacrifice your life. Of course, I notice Yasser Arafat never actually sacrificed his life to fight as a terrorist against Israel.
Well, there's more high-level...
Arafat did use Black September in 1970 to attack what had been the very friendly and cooperative nation of Jordan.
Right.
To just try to depose the king and take over Jordan as their own country.
Wow.
And king, of course, the Jordanian kings, the Hashemite kingdom, descendants of the Prophet Muhammad, by tradition, looked at this, and they turned to their elite guard. And their elite guard are not Arabs. Their elite guard are Bedouin.
Right.
And they said to their Bedouin elite guard, kill them. And the elite guard just slaughtered the Palestinians who were trying to overthrow the king of Jordan.
Right.
And who, by the way, like... The current king, his father, and so on, have all been trained at Sandhurst.
Right, they're also
the equivalent of West Point.
Well, they were also trained in. They were apparently the current king was actually a tank commander in Britain. Now, I want to make another statement here. I think what will happen is that I don't think the treaty is going to go through. I have a feeling that the deal that Trump is offering is an extreme deal, which is even better than the one that Bill Clinton offered, where, as you say, Yasser Arafat rejected 95% of the things he was offered. He accepted, but there was enough to say, no, I don't want it. And you're right, these people want to have conflict so the leaders get enriched by donations. So part of our problem is, just like the problem with Iran, Trump doesn't want to do regime change. He doesn't want to get rid of the mullahs. He wants the Europeans to stop doing business with Iran so we can force them to denuclearize, have on-the-ground confirmation that they're not making nuclear weapons or missiles. And once we have on-the-ground confirmation, leave them alone. Let them get back into the table of nations where they do trade and sell their oil and get high tech and have the university kids go to our schools, etc. The only pathway to peace here is to get our allies that are supposedly in Europe not doing things like Airbus deals with Iran and force Iran to make a deal where it says, look, if you allow on-the-ground certification that you're not making nuclear missiles or weapons, then we're going to leave you alone. We'll let their own people decide if they don't want your religious regime there down the road 2, 10, 20, 30, 50 years from now. And it's my feeling that as the population ages, these Iranian leaders that are hyper-religious are going to go away, because we took out Mossadegh in the 50s and we put in the Shah. And then we took the Shah out because he was still asking the same thing as Mossadegh, to get oil refineries with high-tech plastics and petrochemical industry, which British Petroleum didn't want to do. And then finally we decided to put in the Ayatollah Khomeini, and even copied his audio tapes, told the Iranian private security forces to step down when he arrived in the square in Tehran years ago. I have Iranian friends in contact, so I know exactly what happened. They even sent me videos of how the CIA was directly involved with MI5 and MI6 on bringing in and copying the tapes and bringing in the Shah, the Ayatollah Khomeini from Paris, who was there for years in exile. So what people need to realize, Americans' former leaders have created the chaos, and then they create the order out of chaos and try to use this leverage to get control of resources and banking and so on. Now that Trump has made us economically and financially and oil and petrochemically independent of the Middle East, there needs to be a new order involved. Right now the Sunnis are thrown into the arms of the Israelis, and if the Palestinians don't want to play ball, they're going to lose everything, aren't they?
They are, yes. Or at least they'll become an utterly stateless people, as I said. But by the way, let's remember, these games continue. For example, in the attack on Donald Trump, Mr. Steele, who wrote the dossier, paid for by the Democratic National Committee and Hillary Clinton, in other words, all these Democrats who were voting against Trump, they were the ones who funded the dossier that was used as propaganda to get illegal surveillance by the U.S. intelligence agencies on Trump through the FISA courts.
Right.
That was all manufactured by a collusion between the CIA, the FBI. By the way, the CIA was headed by Mr. Brennan, who voted communist as a young man.
Right.
And actually was proud to admit that when he knew he'd face a lie detector test. The thing is, the dossier was put together by Mr. Steele. Who was Mr. Steele? He was head of the Russian desk at MI6.
Right.
Or had been. So therefore, the connection is still there. That's the point. And they follow a routine procedure. They use, for example, what is it, GCHQ, General Communications Headquarters in Britain, to do spying that would be forbidden to the CIA to do on Americans here. So the CIA turns to their British allies and says, would you do this spying for us?
They call that collective the Five Eyes, which is a combination of five nations, English-speaking, Canada, United States, Britain, Australia, and New Zealand. And they spy on each other, where it would be against their own rules to spy on their own citizens. Right?
So that's how much freedom you and I have in this environment.
Well, the environment is a sham, to be honest with you. And the globalists, to be honest with you, even Brennan and Clapper, act like the elected officials are a joke, that the deep state and the embedded political class and the billionaires and the globalist satanic level, high-level masons of whatever religion you want to call it, whether it's Islam or Russia or China or whatever, run everything, and we're all delusional that we think we actually have a representative democracy or a representative even socialist country in Europe or even Russia or China. It's all a sham, isn't it?
Oh, sure. They just decided, for example, to appoint as the person who'd oversee whether FISA rules were violated, the person who was the number one apologist for FISA issuing these warrants against Donald Trump. They could not have found a more prejudiced person in favor of the intelligence agencies.
One of the things that I just was back when I had my little break, because I saw my other television, and it was on, and I actually have one on in my thing here, that they're doing the final statements of Trump has been now acquitted. They, I think, 47 votes of Democrats and 51 votes of some Democrats and Republicans against it. They needed two-thirds of majority in the Senate to proceed with a enforcement of one or more of the charges. So this game is over now. The Democrats, if they continue this, number one, will cause them to lose even more voters that are independent, and many that if they continue to persecute Bernie Sanders, because a lot of young people from their training and universities are basically social communist training in universities across America. The young people, if they persecute Bernie and cut him out like they did last time, it's very likely that those voters will either not vote at all or they'll vote for Trump rather than voting for a Democrat that's being forced down their throat, right?
And this is what the Democrats get for allowing someone to run who isn't even a member of the Democratic Party.
Right.
Well, but he is a candidate of the Democratic Party, which is rather strange when you think about it.
Well, when I see all the poll here in Iowa, Buttigieg got ahead because he's a smooth speaker, but he's not got support in blacks or other populations, and he's not going to win beyond Iowa. So my guess is, if I was going to put bets on it, I'd say the most likely candidate that'll move forward, especially with the disappearance of Elizabeth Warren, because she'll fade away. She's down quite a bit. And the disappearance now of Biden, it'll probably be, I call Bernie Sanders Claus, because he wants to bring communism to America. And
they still are far from telling us the totals, if there were ever totals properly kept in the Iowa vote. But we know this, Buttigieg has gotten significantly fewer, in fact more than 1,000 fewer votes than Bernie Sanders on the first count, and yet he's been given more delegate equivalents, which puts him ahead in a percentage way. How in the world they do this calculation, I have no idea.
I think they're willing to do almost anything to manipulate it. They're willing to do almost anything to make sure Bernie doesn't get any traction, right?
Right, but for example, in one precinct where counting was precise by witnesses, 111 votes were cast for Bernie Sanders, 47 for Buttigieg, and yet each of them was given two delegate equivalent votes.
Wow.
In other words, this thing is rigged up to the eyeballs to make sure that Bernie doesn't win. They're also having to abandon Biden, so I don't know what they're going to do, but Biden came in a distant fourth.
Yeah, I don't think Biden's going to make it. Not only that, his health, you can tell the guy's pre-demented. He makes statements of somebody who actually belongs in a nursing home or retired now. He's not medically competent to continue. And he makes statements. Also, he gets really angry at people when they disagree with him. You can't get angry at people in your own audience that are Democrats when they don't agree with you, like that guy a few weeks ago where you called him fat and did all these other insulting things to him. You've got to have some degree of eloquence when you're dealing with people who disagree with you, right?
But Biden now has a competitor, and that is, since last night, it's clear that Nancy Pelosi is of comparable senility.
She
was just going to pieces nervously. She actually tore up a government document, by the way, when she tore up Trump's speech, but she wasn't even strong enough to tear it as one document. She had to break it up into several piles of one or two pieces each, and then tear each of them separately. She wasn't strong enough to tear all of them together.
Yeah, she's actually a kind of a medical disaster, and she one way or the other, she's going to be retired from incompetence, or right now she's not really the party head, it's the squad. And the powers that be, and this is the thing that's bizarre, a lot of the corporations and the globalists that back the Democrats will not back Bernie Sanders because he's going to literally strip them of a lot of their power. And that's why the Democrats are in a panic to try to do something to get rid of Bernie. But if they do, they're going to lose up to maybe 40% of the votes that would otherwise vote Democrat. And they'll either switch to be independents and vote for Trump, or they'll not vote at all. So my guess is this is a further guarantee of what I see happening here in the next few days. This will be finalized, that that Bernie Sanders is probably going to be the candidate, and if he is, they'll do everything they can to try to make sure that doesn't happen.
But you know what was most poignant about the speech? You could see Democrats shaking their heads desperately. For decades and decades, they have gotten by promising anything to their voters.
Right.
You know, oh yes, I care about Jews. I will move to make Jerusalem the home of our embassy if we're elected.
Right.
And then, of course, they never follow through on it. Well, along comes Trump, and all he did was take Democrat promises and follow through on them.
Yeah, he's actually completed more promises than any president in the last 100 years.
Yeah, and so these Democrats were sitting there saying, Trump stole our clothes. This was our issue, and this was our issue, and this was our issue. And Trump came along and didn't just promise that he'd do it, he actually did it.
You see, that's where people like you, if Craig Smith, you and I, and some of our cohorts, like Greg Ford and John W. Spring about the nukes in Russia and so on, in the Laurentian Island, if we can get through to Trump and he can make proper decisions, because the people around Trump are very bad. Look at John Bolton. I call him Lightning Bolt. He's like an anti-hero, a superhero. We have a situation now where Trump wants to do the right thing. You can see it even from his speech. Even his proposal of a late-term abortion ban by the United States government of late-term abortion, because we're only 7 nations that do late-term abortions on the whole planet. Do you know that?
I do.
Only 7 nations.
That's what leftists need to understand about these European welfare states. They don't allow third trimester abortions.
Yeah, isn't that interesting?
It is, and yet that's the kind of free medical care they want. I wonder if they've really understood what this is all about.
Well, I think what's happening
by the way, a large proportion of those abortions that are committed in the U.S. are carried out on black women. Much higher than
seven times more likely. If you're a little black baby and you're
abortion is one of the most racist things in the United States. So, of course, the Democrats, as the racist party, embrace it.
Right. So, I'm wrapping things up today. We have the SARS coronavirus. The data I have is that 15% of people exposed are going to die from it that are PCR positive. 82% of people exposed to the virus are going to come down with it. The incubation period, 2 weeks, you'll be even without a cough, incubating, and spreading the virus. For every person that has PCR positive, they've already infected 14 people, according to the statistics by the Lancet magazine just published the other day. We have more data that will be coming in. There could be other substrains because this virus can mutate. The genetics indicate it was created in a lab. I went over that with a Professor Dr. Francis Boyle, who put in the special act in the U.S. government years ago to stop the proliferation of nuclear and biological weapons.
It's very clear that the situation is much worse. A heck of a lot more people have died than the Chinese are willing to acknowledge.
Well, they're burning the bodies and they're trying to cut it down. But I even had a contact video sent to me through a source that I posted up the other night, in the middle of the night, by a young Chinese man who actually was a male nurse in the hospital there. And he was really upset, and he was happened to be a Christian, explaining how they're shutting things down, not helping them at all. And the Chinese people are being persecuted. And we have to understand, this came out of a Wuhan facility like Fort Detrick, and they've had a policy in China for many years to actually develop race-specific bioweapons to kill people in the West. This
yeah.
probably got out of their facility because we've had leaks from Class 4 facilities. And since 9/11, in America, they've increased the number of Class 4 bioweapon facilities by over 30 times. It's insane.
Yeah, well, I hope people will pay a great deal of attention to what you're saying, and I hope people will take a chance to get this free book.
Yeah, how do they get the book again? Then?
Yep. Yeah, just dial 8. We'll pay the postage and everything. Will not cost you a penny, literally. 800-630-1492 is the number. 1-800-630-1492, like the year Columbus sailed the ocean blue. The current book is called Money, Morality, and the Machine. But if you want, and you want to learn about Nancy Pelosi's dubious past, one of our 7 books is also We Have Seen the Future, and It Looks Like Baltimore.
My.
And I assure you, it doesn't look good.
No, that's a pretty horrifying situation.
You know, Baltimore was once one of the 2 most popular cities in the United States for Europeans who wanted to come here.
I know, because
if they couldn't come to New York City, they'd come to Baltimore. Which is the first telegraph, the first big railroad, and so on.
Yeah, the first railroad in America was the Baltimore.
Destroyed under Republican, under Democrat rule.
Amazing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Thank you, Lowell, for the amazing discussion today. We'll see you again next week on Wednesday, and we'll soon be back on Genesis Network while we're doing these video podcasts. We'll continue to do them. They're live. They're available to everybody on Earth in live stream, Vimeo, YouTube, and Facebook. This information needs to get out to the public, and you and I and our co-hosts need to get through directly through to Trump to give him better information, because the man has a good heart. He wants to make the right decisions. I agree. I don't think he's going to get a deal with the Palestinians. There's too many things where the leaders are bought and paid for. I think that there's a grave danger of a war between Israel and Iran, because Israel is chomping at the bit, and they're not going to put up with the danger of nuclear missiles aimed at their country or Iran using biological weapons, because most of the weapons coming out of the Bioprepirat in Russia with the fall of the Soviet Union moved down to Tehran and to Syria. And Israel will not tolerate that. They will nuke the Bashar reactor. They will take out the city of Damascus as one of the allies of Hezbollah, Iran, Turkey, and Syria, and Russia. And the thing that people don't understand, this will be a trigger for World War III with chemical, biological, and nuclear weapons. Instead of protecting ourselves against a power grid knockout by a coronal mass ejection or a pole shift caused by gravity waves from Betelgeuse in the Belt of Orion or coronal mass ejection from the sun, we're not protecting what we call a defensive Earth strategy. We're doing stupid things that actually could end up destroying causing extinction level event, killing not only most human beings but also much life on Earth.
And next week when we get together, we'll talk about why human body temperatures all over the planet are now measurably dropping.
I'll tell you why they're dropping. They're dropping because of the generation of xenotoxins that block normal thyroid metabolism and mitochondria. And they're dropping because of increased levels of stress causing increase in reverse thyroid hormone, which we can measure.
There may be more to it than that, but that's certainly part of it.
That's a good part of it, yeah. Well, and I'm sure you're researching it, so we'll have a good discussion next week. Thank you, Lowell. We will see you then next week. Take care and take action. Go to your website again. That phone number again to get the books is?
1-800-630-1492.
Thank you very much. It's amazing always to talk to you. I always learn new things when I talk to you, Lowell. Take care. Okay, we are going back here just for a moment. To NutriMedical.com. We will be signed on to our third hour in just a moment. If you want the best nutraceuticals on the planet, go to NutriMedical.com and get them. We have, of course, the Red Deer Velvet, first product in the world to actually help to stop aging by supplying 300 biomolecules. We have the best nutraceuticals for supporting your general health with bioactivated nutraceuticals that BioPersist. We have the first line defense kit and additional products. And you get free advice on what nutraceuticals to take and what tests to do with your local doctor free. If you want to consult, you sign up with the First Nations Medical Board. I'm also going to soon be also with the Naturopathic Board here in California. And once you've signed up, we have you fill an 11-page intake history form. Give me all your medical records and lab reports, etc., which we review on video. I will connect you with clinics to do treatment. I don't do treatment. I'm just doing telemedicine. I'll refer you to clinics that can do IPD cancer therapy, stem cell treatments, and so on. So, and that can be anywhere in the world. Germany, Europe, Canada, America, different states. So you take care and take action every day of your life with NutriMedical.com, our media site, Deagle-Network.com, and our Above Talk, Secret, and Christian website, ClayandIron.com. Thank you.